Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9, HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Japan's export surplus in September plunged 48.8% from a year earlier as import growth far outpaced export growth in the face of the global slowdown. The surplus in the current account, the broadest measure of Japan's trade with the rest of the world, stood at $15 billion, making the seventh consecutive month of year-over-year declines. Among exported goods, auto parts shipments fell 14.3%, underlying weakened global demand for cars. Yesterday afternoon, after the closing bell, NAS reported crop progress for corn and soybeans. The numbers look like this. The corn crop is 71% complete versus 55% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 88%. For soybeans, 93% of the crop is harvested versus 86% last week. 93% is also the five-year rolling average. For the winter wheat crop conditions, 68% good to excellent versus 67% last week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading at 8,636, is down 234 points. The NASDAQ 1577 is off 39.5, and the S&P 500 at 893 is down 25.75 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, as I look at these crop progress numbers, especially in the western Corn Belt, they are significantly behind the average.
Well, the weather is not going to be cooperative here either, as it looks like wet weather and in some cases white weather for the Midwest Corn Belt here over the next several days. Progress needed to be made. Well, the weather was still warm and dry during the first few days of November, but now it's wet. Almost all of Illinois is either getting rain or will shortly. Same thing for southwestern Indiana, and this rain extends back into Iowa. The rain has come through Missouri, and they're getting a break in the action right now. Precipitation, a little bit of a mixed form from around Rockford up to just southwest of Madison, Wisconsin, into southern Minnesota, as temperatures are a bit below freezing there, but we're not looking at any big problems with that. Now, snow did fall in Nebraska overnight, at least western, central, and northeastern Nebraska, and it still continues to fall in north, central, and northeastern Nebraska. Snow is also falling in the northwest corner of Iowa and southeastern South Dakota and Minnesota, and that means that some of those areas are going to be not having field access because some of the snow is starting to accumulate, generally speaking, 1 to 4 inches. So it's not a heavy snow in parts of southwestern Nebraska around Imperial. A couple of places, though, did pick up around 10 inches of snow. That would be in southwest Nebraska, northeast Colorado. Some locally heavy snow did fall, but that's out of our main corn and bean areas. But as we look at the maps over the coming week or so, we see periods of rain in the Midwest the next couple of days. Another front swings into the northwestern Midwest with more rain on Thursday. Well, much of Illinois and Indiana gets a break Thursday, but then behind that, much colder air surges in. It will be windy, cold, occasional light snow falling across the upper Midwest. Probably not accumulating much, but on the other hand, we're not going to see any drying of the fields when you have a cold northwest wind with occasional light snow. And that'll be a problem. Now, the other thing is if we get enough cold weather, the ground will start to harden up. But it does look like next week, there may be a little bit of moderation out that way, but then on the borderline between warmth to the south and cold to the north, so that could set the stage for more precipitation next week, especially mid to late week. And some of that could also be in the form of snow in the upper Midwest. So there may be a couple of dry days here and there, and perhaps a few places could get into the fields, but I think, or in a few places, farmers can get into the fields. But I think overall, the weather conditions for harvesting in the Midwest Corn Belt over the next 2 weeks are not very good. So it's going to be slow at best and non-existent in terms of field access at worst here over the next 2 weeks across the Midwest Corn Belt. And we will have two surges of cold air coming in. One will be arriving Friday and into the weekend, and then the next one coming later next week. Turning to the southern hemisphere, in Argentina, we are concerned a little bit about a dry bias setting up there. No huge problems yet. There were just scattered showers and thunderstorms around Argentina over the last couple of days. And over the next several days, through the rest of this work week, it looks like it'll be turning gradually warmer and a bit drier there. So some more rain will be needed. It does look like a cold front will push through Argentina from south to north over the weekend. That will touch off some showers and thunderstorms, but that front may come through fast enough that it doesn't really dump a lot of rain. So nothing more than a few local pockets of heavy rain with that. But any rain will help the conditions there. But then we're looking to the potential of a weather system toward the end of next week. And if that materializes, that will help planting and emergence prospects in Argentina. If that system, which is expected later next week, fizzles, then there's some problems with dryness. In Brazil, southern Brazil is seeing only isolated showers and thunderstorms. That's actually good news for them because some places last week got 4 to 8 inches of rain. They need a break. They don't need any more flooding rains there. Farther north, there will be periodic showers and thunderstorms, including in the northeastern production state of Bahia, which has been very dry up to this point. It looks like they're finally going to pick up some rain. That's the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
In the Monday night overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 563 unchanged. Last trade down 3 3/4 at the Chicago Board of Trade. December wheat opened at 519 1/4, down 3/4. Last trade down 4 1/4. July, 567 1/4, down 2 1/2. Last trade down 4. December corn opened at 383, down 1/2. Last trade down 5 1/2. March, 401, down 1/2. Last trade down 6. July, 425, down 1/4. Last trade down 6 3/4. Take it out to December of 2010, 450 down 1, last trade down 1. November beans open at 930, down 10, last trade down 25 1/4. January, 943 down 6, last trade down 22 3/4. July, 970 3/4, down 4 1/4, last trade down 23. December soybean meal open at 274.30, down $1, last trade down $5. December soybean oil open at 35.26, down 12, last trade down 1.22. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Looks like traders are beginning to have second thoughts about China's huge $5 billion-plus economic stimulus packet, especially as it applies to grains. Taking a second look at that, looks like we had a little bit of softer tone overnight, and I can't see why else it might have been.
Well, the outside markets also. Crude oil is down under 60 bucks, down 275. Gold is down. Silver is down. The Dow is down almost 300 points. So, again, the outside markets, we tried the move up yesterday, and overnight it couldn't hold. So it's just kind of an attitude of it's not time yet. The outside markets are still going to drive us up or down.
When will traders begin to really take a hard look at the crop progress reports? I mean, you look at some of these states. North Dakota, 58% behind. Nebraska, 27% behind. Minnesota, 15. Illinois is also behind by more than 20%. No, 15%. Iowa, though, 28% behind. And with the weather out there, I was trying to figure out, you know, how many bushels it might be. And the best I can tell, looking at the planted in acres and so forth, it's about 2.180 billion bushels still out in the fields.
Yep, that's true, but I don't think anybody cares right now. I think they're worried about the economies of the world and the outside markets, and I don't think they really care what the corn and bean numbers are. We haven't had late harvest for many years. It's probably been over 10 years since we've been this late. Maybe we're going to go back into a scene where we harvest in November a lot of years. I don't know, but right now I don't think it matters much what corn and beans are doing. It's the outside markets.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and give us your calls then for the morning, please.
We're talking corn 4 to 8 lower, beans 15 to 25 lower, wheat 3 to 6 lower.
And over at the CME Livestock?
Livestock, they're actually calling cattle a dollar or two higher, and they're calling hogs 10 to 30 higher.
Got about 15, 20 seconds left. What is the main question people are asking you today?
Do we store or sell and replace it later? And I think that's a good question. I don't know that anybody knows the answer to that, but every time we go up very far, we fall right back down. We got within 6 cents of the lows here in the last 3 or 4 days on corn.
Okay.
We're still a long way on beans, but we think the beans won't make it back to those lows.
Thank you, Pete.
Thanks.
You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.